Good afternoon, colleagues. At the outset, I would like to thank Dr. Cesar Santiago Pineda and Dr. Thomas Cox for the kind invitation. I would also like to request you to bear with me for my inability to be with you in person due to a competing engagement in Lyon. So I am deliberating with you in absentia thanks to modern technology. For any successful screening program, one requires an affordable, accurate and simple screening test. One also requires an adequate healthcare infrastructure which will take care of the increased needs of diagnosis, treatment and follow-up. And one needs adequately trained personnel to carry out the different aspects of a screening program. An information system is also required which will give us an idea of the participation and outcomes. To do a screening program properly, you need an organization which will coordinate invitation of the target population, the logistics of screening, and the logistics for referring the screened positive people for further diagnostic investigation, treatment and follow-up, and ultimately to evaluate what has happened to the disease in question for which the screening program has been undertaken and how effective the screening program has been in reducing the disease burden. Conventional cytology is the most widely used cervical cancer screening test. But certain problems associated with implementing cervical cytology in low and medium resource settings have encouraged investigators to study alternatives to cytology. And in that context, we have low technology tests like naked eye visual inspection of the cervix after applying 3 to 5% acetic acid, which is called VIA. The visual examination of the cervix with low-level magnification after applying acetic acid, which is called VIAM, and visual inspection of the cervix following the application of Lugolsidin, that is called VILI. The difficulties in reproducibility and interpretation of cytological screening tests have prompted people to evaluate HPV testing, the testing for oncogenic HPV human papillomaviruses, which are the causal agents for cervical cancer. What everyone will agree is that the high sensitivity is an important requirement for early detection of cervical neoplasia in low resource settings. So we will briefly discuss what are the test characteristics of these different cervical cancer screening tests in order to discuss how one can go about in low resource settings. How accurate is cervical cytology in detecting CAN2 and 3 lesions? We consider data coming from cross-sectional studies in South Africa, Mexico, Zimbabwe, and in India. These are cross-sectional studies, and the total number of women evaluated exceeds 45,000 in total. And cervical cytology has a sensitivity ranging from 44% to 78% in detecting CAN 2 to 3 lesions. The specificity is, of course, high. It varies between 91 to 98% in these studies. Cross-sectional studies of cervical screening with HPV testing using hybrid capture 2 in Zimbabwe, South Africa, India and Mexico indicate that the sensitivity varies between 67 to 93% for detecting CAN 2 to 3 lesions, and the specificity varied between 62% in Zimbabwe to around 94% in India. Visual inspection with 3 to 5% acetic acid involves application of acetic acid on the cervix and waiting for at least 1 minute before the test results are declared. If one detects a definite, well-defined acetovoid lesion on the cervix in the transformation zone, close to the squamocolumnar junction or close to the external os, the test is positive. And if a growth also turns acetovoid after applying acetic acid, the test is again positive. Cross-sectional studies conducted in sub-Saharan Africa, India and China indicate that the sensitivity of VIA provided predominantly by health workers or nurses, except the study in China where it was provided by a doctor, the sensitivity of VIA to detect CAN2 or 3 lesions varied from 67% in South Africa to around 79% in India. The specificity varied from 64% to around 86%. In a cross-sectional study in South Africa and another study in India, the test characteristics of naked eye visual inspection with acetic acid were compared with the test characteristics of using low-level magnification to visualize acetowhitening. Both the studies indicated the performance characteristics of both VAA and VAAM were similar. So, in fact, the data coming from cross-sectional studies indicate that there is no advantage of using low-level magnification over and above that of naked eye. Visual inspection with Lugol-Seiden-Wille is in fact old Schiller's test. The test relies on detecting yellow or mustard yellow lesions on the cervix in the transformation zone, close to the squamocolumnar junction or the external os. Of course, invasive cancer also turns yellow after applying Lugol-Seiden. The test relies on the fact that the cervical neoplasia do not produce glycogen, and hence, after application of iodine, the areas containing glycogen turn black or brown, while the areas without iodine, such as that of cervical neoplasia, remain yellow. Wille has been evaluated in several cross-sectional studies in India. The pooled data from these studies indicate that its sensitivity is around 92% to detect CIN 2 to 3 lesions or invasive cancer, and the specificity is similar to that of VIA, it's around 85%. So what happens when you combine both visual inspection with acetic acid and visual inspection with Lugol-Seiden? If you define test positivity as when both the tests are positive, that is VAA and Wille are positive, the sensitivity is around 79% and the specificity is around 89% in the Indian studies, Indian and sub-Saharan African studies. If you define a positive test is via either one of the tests are positive, that is VAA is positive or Wille is positive or both are positive, the sensitivity improves to around 94% and the specificity is around 81%. And it is quite possible that in most low resource setting, it may be advantageous to provide both the tests together. At the moment, we have data coming from several cross-sectional studies providing information on the test accuracies of visual inspection based screening approaches. But we do not know if a program based on visual inspection with acetic acid or Lugol-Seiden can reduce cervical cancer incidence and mortality. There are two randomized trials examining this issue in India. There is a randomized trial in southern India involving around 85,000 women to assess the efficacy and cost-effectiveness of VAA screening in reducing cervical cancer incidence and mortality. The study in Dindigul district in South India involves 48,000 women randomized to VAA screening once in a lifetime by nurses and 30,000 women allocated to a control group without screening. Of the 48,000 allocated to VAA screening group, 30,500 received screening and the remaining 17,500 did not participate. The test positivity rate was 9.6%. The test positive women were investigated with colposcopy by nurses and abnormal areas on the cervix were biopsied. The detection rate of CIN 2 or 3 lesions in this study is around 7 per 1,000 women screened, that is 0.7%. This means for every 100 women screened with VAA, one woman was detected with CIN 2 or 3 or invasive cancer. At the moment, the follow-up is continuing. By the end of 2006, we will have results available in terms of invasive cervical cancer incidence in the VAA screening group and control group. This will allow comparison of incidence rates as well as mortality rates, and we will be able to evaluate VAA screening results in terms of reduction in incidence and mortality. This slide shows that more than half of the women with invasive cancer in the intervention arm, the screened arm, the clinical screening trial, were detected in early stages, that is stage 1 or 2, as compared to 19% in the control group in similar stages. This shows the learning curve of the nurses in providing VIA. In the first 6 months of the study, the VIA test positive rates were around 20%. But as the nurses learned, the test positivity rate declined to less than 10%. On the other hand, the detection rates of CIN 2 to 3 remained constant over time, indicating that as the workers learn, the test positivity rates decline, but the disease detection rate remains more or less constant. Of course, one requires good training, and the study has to be properly monitored, and the workers need to be retrained and reoriented if one has to keep a reasonably high sensitivity and high specificity. The randomized trial conducted in Usmanabad district, Maharashtra state in India, in collaboration with the Tata Memorial Center and Nargisda Memorial Cancer Hospital, compares visual inspection with acetic acid, HPV testing by hybrid capture 2 and conventional cytology in reducing cervical cancer incidence and mortality as compared to a control group of women receiving the standard care in the region, which is no screening. The objective of the Usmanabad randomized clinical trial is to evaluate the reduction in cervical cancer incidence and mortality associated with a single round of screening with VIA or cytology or HPV testing as compared to a control group with no screening, and to evaluate the cost effectiveness of the above three approaches. The study involves around 142,000 women clustered in 52 primary health centers. Randomization is by clusters. 13 clusters are randomized to each of the study arms. So, in the VA arm, there are 13 clusters and 35,000 women. In the cytology group, 13 clusters and 35,000 women. And in the HPV arm, again, there are 35,000 women in 13 clusters. And in the control group, around 35,000 women in 13 clusters. A single round of screening in the three intervention arms have been completed. 72% of the women in the VA arm accepted screening. The test positivity rate was 14%. In the cytology group, 73% participated in screening, and the test positivity rate defined at the ASCAS threshold was 7%. And in the HPV arm, 70% participated in screening. The test positivity rate was 10%. And if you look into the detection rates of CIN 2 to 3 or invasive cancer in the three arms, the detection rates are similar. 1% in the VIA arm, 1.3% in the cytology group, and 1.1% in the HPV group were detected with either CIN 2 or 3 or invasive cancer. This means for every 100 women screened with VIA or cytology or HPV testing, one woman is detected with either with a high-grade precancerous lesion or invasive cervical cancer. In summary, the detection rates were similar across the arms, and there are no statistically significant differences in the detection rates. More than 50% of the women detected with invasive cancer in the screened groups were detected in stage 1 disease as compared to 19% in the control group in the Usmanabad randomized screening trial. The stage migration to early stages in the intervened groups is due to active detection. More than 80% of the women detected with CIN in the Dindigul and Usmanabad screening trials received treatment. In both the studies, cryotherapy was carried out by nurses and LEAP by general doctors or gynecologists. Cryotherapy was provided to women with lesions located on the ectocervix, occupying less than 3 quadrants of the cervix, with no evidence of invasive cancer and no involvement of the endocervical canal. For CAN1, the cure rate with cryotherapy was 90%, and the cure rate for CAN2 to 3 with cryotherapy was 79% at 1 year from treatment. And for LEAP, the 1 year cure rate for CAN1 was around 96%, and for CAN2 to 3 it was 86%. Overall, of the 2,130 women with histologically proved CAN in the two randomized trials, 89% had no evidence of disease at 1 year from treatment. And these results are similar to what has been reported from Western countries. At the moment, we have a large body of evidence on cervical cancer screening, thanks to a number of studies conducted in different parts of the world, particularly supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through the Alliance for Cervical Cancer Prevention, and through the work of other enthusiastic investigators in different parts of the world. We know the test characteristics of screening tests and how to organize programs, how to implement investigative services and treatment, and how to organize information systems and evaluate the outcomes of screening. This knowledge has been very useful in producing a document that can be useful for program managers and other interested personnel, particularly in developing countries, to implement cervical cancer prevention programs. This has been published recently and it is available online. And the manual is available free of cost from the partners of ACCP. And this is a very useful advance in advocating and preparing ground for organizing cervical cancer prevention programs, particularly in low resource settings. The manual has been endorsed by the World Health Organization and by the International Network for Cancer Treatment and Research in Brussels, Belgium. In conclusion, we have been debating for a long time on what test one has to use in different settings. In fact, at the moment, we have a large body of evidence from which one can make a choice which is suitable for different settings. But a much more important thing is, rather than the test, it is the program which is very important. In fact, the several programmatic components of a screening program have not received the attention that the screening tests have received in discussions. And to implement a program, we need an adequate healthcare infrastructure. And this is lacking or inadequate in many countries. And there is an important need for initiatives coming from healthcare planners and politicians for national policies to augment the healthcare infrastructure and to put forward and implement policies in implementing cervical cancer screening programs. In fact, I would like to single out that investment on healthcare infrastructure and human resources development is urgently required in many developing countries. You have accurate and affordable and simple tests available, but you need a program to implement them, and several programmatic components have to be taken into account, particularly linking screening with investigation of screen-positive women and treatment and follow-up for women with confirmed lesions. Unless screening and treatment are linked and there is an adequate healthcare infrastructure to satisfy these needs, the screening programs cannot be implemented satisfactorily. And in this context, there is a need for strong initiatives for policies and successful implementation. Thank you for your kind attention.